Start your day. Take it away, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. I mention every year Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy, famous Maisa, when the Satmar Rav was Rav in Urshava. There were Chassidim, Talmidim, who wanted to come for Shabbos Shir. Kidu Chassidim come to the Rebbe Shabbos Shir, to the Rebbe Shabbos. But there was a group of young Avreichim, of young light. They decided Shabbos Shir, there's so many people here, it's difficult to hear the Dvar Torah, the Shtuparai at the Tish. They decided they'll come for Parshas Boy. In the middle of the journey, one of the Ingalite remembered that Ms. Amra b'shem Sadiqim. Sadiqim said, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, mitzvah boy, yoyzer mi b'shluchay. So it's a greater mitzvah to be by the Rebbe for Parshas Boy than b'shalach b'shluchay. They came to Urshiva, and they went to Mekabel Ponim, the Satmarov, and he was Mekabel them, the Savior Ponim Yofis, and he saw them, he smiled, mitzvah boy, yoyzer mi b'shluchay. He was Mekabel to their, what they said on the way. And I've said in the past, Lahovin Siach Sarfi Kodesh was Pshat. This year I want to just tell to say Pshat in the story. Very, very simple Bepashtus. Because we say from Tzadikim, there's a Kabbalah, that even though, Marshal, Shabbos B'Shalach is the Gemar, the Talich of Yetzias Mitzrayim, see, the ultimate, we calls man, Mitzrayim is Nisim Achareim. You haven't really left Mitzrayim, and certainly Mitzrayim has not left you. Or in the mitzvah boy, the gadlus of Parshas Boy, is because here we have the chono to the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and mitzvah boy, there's a greater mitzvah in the chono than the actual event. Let me try to explain. Let me just back. I want to, in every area of life, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Yontif, before every mitzvah, there's an in of hachono. Let me just preface, like, it's not a simple example we all understand. We start the day, we daven. Over the Sforim HaKadoshim say, before you daven, you can't just jump, roll out of bed, and come to put on towels and tefillin and daven. There's the Inav Achon. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Lo'odom mar chileivu me'ashem ma'in aloshen. So the Rabbi Shmelke of Nikolsberg teaches, Lo'odom mar chileiv, l'fi erech, the way a person assesses and prepares his heart, that will be Hashem Mein Eloshin, Hashem Tzvah Say Tiftach, the Eivishter will put words in your mouth, you'll be able to daven Erlich. Bechal does a Mervashomesh, Uvikashtem Mishomes, Hashem Leikechu Motzoso, Kisidrushenu Bechal Levovcha Bechal Navshem. So his Medayik, the Pasuk begins, Beloshin Rabim, Uvikashtem Mishom, and then it's Umotzoso, Beloshin Yochan, in the singular, Kisid. So he says 1,000 people could daven in a tzibur. The koyach of a tzibur, henkel kaber leyimus gevalt. Aber the value of the tefillah does not like one size fits all. It's kisid reshenu lufi erech the bikush and the hachono that a person puts in preparation for davening, right? That will be kigvoya shamayim al ora. It's a difference one person and another person in the minyan. There's a kabbalah. I've said this many times from the Pinchas Korach Supremes from Rabbi Chmelnik. When a person, you ever go overseas, you come to a point where you cross the border, the Grenitz, right? And there you have customs and immigration. And the customs official looks through your baggage to see if you have any contraband, anything that is illegal to bring into the new country. Is the Pinchas Korach who brings a shul, when you enter in the Shnei Psochem of a shul, that's the Grenitz, that's the border. And they inspect, what are you schlepping in into the custom. And if you have machshavas that are whatever, if you have midas, that is the time to varfavek all the negativity and to be able to come in reinkai to the shul. In fact, there's a pasuk in this week's parasha by the Mak of Arabic, which says, Vayetze me imparoi, vayetar el Hashem. Say the Sforim HaKadoshim, that how can a person daven to the Eibishter? Vayetze me to the paroi within every person's heart. When you varfavek vayetze miimparoi, then vayetzer Hashem, a person's able to daven. As it's brought in Sforim, the Mishnah says in Yom, we say it every day, it says, Dishun mizbeach hapnimi, is koidim latovas chamesh neris. So there's a pshat in Sforim, from Tzadikim, it's brought from the Rebbe Shmelke, the Dishun mizbeach hapnimi, what's the mizbeach hapnimi in a person's heart? And before you could be mative, the chamesh neiros, the five candles, which refer to the chamesh mitzvah sapeh, before you could let your mouth daven, you have to have the dishun, the preparation, the cleansing of the mizbeach hapnimi, of the heart of a person. And therefore, it says in Pasuk, next week's parasha, Davar el b'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu el pi achiris, the middle of b'nei yom. So the beautiful taitz from the Abderov, the Yisrael, in next week's parasha. Before a person could daven, v'yashuvu, you need yeshiva das. V'yachanu, stop. You're not in constant 24-7 motion. Stop, have a chaniyah, rest, have yeshiva das, sidim harishoinim, harishoinim sha'achas, koinim shemispalim, right? Wait, then make a cheshvin. You gotta, by Avram, what does it say? Vayashkim Avram? Babuikim. The Taitzin Svaram, Babuikim Miloshin Bikur. Before you could come to the Mokim Asher Omacham in Tfil with Hashem, you have to mevak, you have to have a time of introspection, contemplation. And therefore, says the Oyev Yisrael, V'yashuvu V'yachnu, right? Then, Piachirus, then you can let your mouth rain free. This applies ben migdol, say if you're davening, because migdol refers to davening, as the pasuk says, migdol oiz shem avaya bayor tzadik v'nisgav, ben yom, say when you're learning, Torah is called the Yama Talmud, say davening, say learning, v'yashuvu v'yachnu, lifnei piachirus. Therefore, the din is, in Gemara Shabbos says, ein oimdim l'spal ela mitoich kuyvid rush. The Taish from the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, is brought in the Yishorim from the Mershe Gubriner. Kuyvid rush is miloshin mechabdin es abayis. You take a broom, a bezin, and you clean out your mind, your heart. Ein oimdim l'spal ela mitoich kuyvid rush. In fact, there's a story told, the Yid HaKadosh, besides being an alien citizen, a tzaddik nisgul, he was also a gan hagoyin. But before davening, every morning, he would say a few kapitel tefillah. And one of his talmidim, Rabbi Shaya Shaburz, asked him, why does the Rebbe say a few kapitel tefillah before davening? L'chura David HaMelech himself asked the Eibishter that his tefillah should be choshuv kin negoim v'holis, like learning negoim and holis. But it's only with a chof hadimin. So the Yid HaKadosh, you can be sure, knew the Goem V'Olos backwards, forwards, upside down, inside out. So why does he suffice in saying Tilim? Why doesn't he learn the Goem V'Olos Gufa? So the Yid HaKadosh told us Talmud Pshat. The Mishnah says in Perek Beis of Negoim, Kol HaNegoim Odom Roya Chutz Min Nigei Atzmi. A person could see Negoim by everyone, except for his own Negoim, right? So before a person could daven, he says Tilim, the fact that the Yid HaKadosh Kiyudua came from Gezer Dovid HaMelech. First, I have to say Tilim, which Tehillim is Dovid HaMelech, David should be Choshev Negoim, that it helps rein zich ois, and the person should introspect and see the Negei Atzmoi. And that achieves the Eholim, the Oyel Shikin Ba'odom, that the Shekhinah could rest in the person. Right? So, Mitzat Kol Hanal, right? We see the Vichtekeit, the Tayerkeit, the importance is of hachona before you, tefillah, before every mitzvah, the chinu. A deeper step, it says in Sforim, that hachona gufa to a mitzvah is choshev as if the gufa mitzvah. This is a very important point. I'll read you the loshon of Reb Tzadik. Tzadik HaKoyin is safe for Yisrael Kodesh. I'm going to read the loshon. Ki ha mitzvahs machnisus kedusha b'lev ha'odom l'snei ha'machreim. Both before and after you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah brings kedusha in a person. Shagam kuidim hasiyah, kishemeichin atzmei, machshiri mitzvah b'chala mitzvah. The preparations for the mitzvah is not just as you would think. It's an emtsoi, it's a means, it's a preparation, it's a hatcher. The skufa is the mitzvah. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds in Gemara Shabbos that machshiri mitzvah, which you couldn't do before, is even the chashabbos. And he brings a ran in Bamatziah Davlam and Inkam Nekomi to Mefalpul, that the hatcher, the going to do a mitzvah, is considered part of the mitzvah. Whatever. And he brings a raya. Harid Gemara says in Makkos, hanitfala oyusei mitzvah. Is choshev k'mitzvah, if you attach yourself to those doing a mitzvah, you help them. It's called a mitzvah. Is kolshkein hanitfal l'maisei mitzvah. Something that attaches you to the actual action of the mitzvah is also k'mitzvah l'ikonis kedusha b'libi. In order to, kama hilchus gevirta, humadayik in the Rapsadik here, which we'll discuss eventually. Therefore, there's a famous letter. Everyone knows that the Rablabel Eger was the Enigel Rebbe Kiva Eger, and he became a Talmud of the Ishvitzer, and he was a moil, mumche. And Lublin, he was Aber used to make brisin very, very late because he was busy with his achonis for mitzvahs of Kedarach HaTzadikim. And there was a whole sharia in Lublin, the letters written to all Gedali Yisrael at the time. We learned the whole idea of Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs and Avram, right? And here, like 4 in the afternoon, he's like starting the actual bris. So one of the respondents who wrote about this issue was Yedid Evereya, the Berry together, actually in Lublin, of Rebbe Eger, was Reb Tzadik. And Reb Tzadik wrote an answer, a fascinating answer. He says, the fact that he's Usir Kol Hazman in the Achone to the Mitzvah, that Gufa is part of the Mitzvah, and that's called Zrizim. Kachoy V'seinu, Kach Yofalonu, right? And Ho'arichas, right? And he says, that's not called the opposite Shivi Mitzvah. That's called Zoriz V'Nisker, because the whole time the Achone to the Mitzvah says Reb Tzadik is a Chelik from the Mitzvah. And so brings it to Tverish Shloimim, Mefurish, Parish, Vayigash. I'm not going through all the chains. There's a story Alderos had told. There was the Dayan of Turner called Biel. And he went to the Holy Divrei Chaim to Tanz. When he came there in Kabul Shalom, so the Sanz Aruf told him he should come tomorrow morning to him before Davin. Kedua, in Tanz, the Divrei Chaim Davins every day 11 a.m. Before Chatzos. 11 a.m. So this Dayan came 8 a.m. before Davin. When he came into the Holy Divrei Chaim, he was really garbo, he was angry. He said, what are you doing here? He says, the Rebbe, we hastened. The Rebbe told me to come here before davening. He said, it's already before davening. I've already started davening. I, the Minyan Shteltach at 11 o'clock, is the Chorei Divrei Chaim held kinnal, that the achonus to the mitzvah, right, is already part, is davening, too late, go home, get lost, beat a scram. And therefore, it's brought that the Achloshim for Moshe Kubrinu, the Achonis to Davening is Ketfila Arich to Damya. The Satmaru brings in the Vriyoyel in Parash Vayetze when it says, Chsidim Horishoyim, Horishoyim, Shoachas, Umispalim. It's not that they waited an hour with his Boinus and Gadlus Abirin, Shifus Odom, and then they Davin. The Shoachas, Koidim Atfilas, Umispalim, those goof is a Tfil. Not only the others for on tights, that they davened in the hour they should be able to daven, but the skufa, the achonah to davening is considered, or the achonah to a mitzvah, is considered to be a hemshech and a chelik from the etzem mitzvah. And afgemino lahalocha, the Divrei Yisrael, the Moshe's Rebbe, brings that his Zayda, Bicheskel of Kozhmir, was asked by people, why daven's quite late? Shachars. So he answered, you have to make achonahs. So they asked him, why can't you make achonahs earlier? Like, get up in the middle of the night, right, and start your achonis. By the way, the Barditchever, it's brought in Sforam HaKdoshim from Aaron of Shishtomer, his Talmud, that he used to get up, his achonis to Shacharis started midnight. But the Cheskel of Kosher didn't hold that way. It's a raya. Where do we learn the Indian of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs? Which really I want to speak Lumdus today, Baruch Ber, but I ain't coming claiming the whole Lumdus. Where's the source? We could talk about where, but by that kedah, Lomer Zogin v'Yachim Avraham Abayikir, referring to the Yachim Avraham Abayikir by that kedah. There's two places. Okay. What does it say? V'Yachim Avraham Abayikir, V'Yach V'Shes Chamur. So Rashi tells you this is the Zrizus of Avram that he got up. Right. Why didn't Avram get up in the middle of the night and chop his wood and V'Chovish Asoynoi and get everything ready? The Gemara Taka says Lo'ilim Yetei Adam Yav B'Chitoiv. But do all your preparations by night. Then the crack of dawn, whatever, you could already begin your nusiyah to Amokim. Is the charaya said the Chesel of Kozhmer to this questioner? Is the charaya that chonis to a mitzvah can only be done the shasta mitzvah? The whole tumul and svarim about this. Why? Explains the difference Yisrael the Moshe Rebbe. Because once you say that chonis to a mitzvah is a chelik from the etzema mitzvah, then this reason makdim in the mitzvah, the preparation, the achonah to the mitzvah, can only be performed in the time of the mitzvah. So far, so good. And the Alderach is a famous word from Pirkus Koritzer. What's the Hezber in it? In Pirkei Avos, we say, Mishnah says, Hoylech ve'ene oise, a person who goes to do a mitzvah, ve'ene oise, to garnished, he goes to the besmedrash, he goes to the shir, he goes, and atut garnished, his mind, whatever, is schar halicha biyod. Because everyone asks the obvious $64,000 klotzkash. You're not going to be a genius to work out. If the guy goes, when Bishas is in the Besmedrash, he's klotz. He's pushed, it's a waste of space. Right? Schar Alicha for what? Was it a Gitan? Gornish Gitan? He wasted his time. What's a Schar Alicha beer? Says the Pinchas Korazer, the Moirid Gavor. Back, let me just tell you something. There's a famous question which many, many people asked. I saw it in two different places with two different slight nuances. Very often, Yod Inish Benavshe comes to a Yontif, comes to a Davening, comes to a Shabbos. And beforehand, the person makes hachonis. When b'shas you make an hachonis, you feel ufgehoiben, you feel, and you learn, and you prepare, and you think, I'm going to sit by the Seder, and I'm going to, like, malochim, and my neshamul, ain't claim the cat, what are you going to do for the mitzvah? You're all psyched up, you're all like mamish on a high, on a plane. For whatever reason, comes the gufa mitzvah, your mood, your mind, whatever, your sugar, something happens and there's spokes in the wheel. Makara. Very often people find that the shas hachonah to the mitzvah, you feel a greater sense of zrimus and shtikikus and whatever than you do in the etzem gufa mitzvah. So there's two slightly nuanced answers that the Rav Shitzer gave. One answer is, this is what the Belzer Rebbe always brought this to the Rav Shitzer. Where does the hishtoikakus, the machshava toivo, the preparation for mitzvah come from? Your yetzer toiv and your neshama. Your neshama shebemuichi and yetzer toiv in your heart, right? And that's pure rain kedusha. Masha enkei the maisa hamitzvah, who does, who eats the matzah, who whatever, your goof. Once the gufa okur and the gufa chumer gets involved in something, it's mekarer, it cools down the brand, the eslavos of the mitzvah. Elsewhere, there's a sefer called Droshes Maharna. I have it in my office. So, hey, I never heard of it before. I have it, but you know, whatever. I never heard of the author. It's one a Rebbe who was an einikel of the Mittel Belzer Rebbe, put out in America. And he says this question was asked by Rav Shalom of Kamenget to the Rav Shitzer. And he said, posh, because when you're making for the mitzvah, you have machshavas toivos. You have all these wonderful, lofty, gevaldige thoughts. Aber Chazal say, it's also machlokes being kamikrimi, that malachim don't know your machshavas. Therefore, you're able to do the hachonah with the slavos, with kedusha, without machshavas zoris, without pneus, because the yitzahor is not involved. Aber when it comes to the ma'isa mitzvah, which is demonstrable in action, tangible, in oylem hazeh agashmi, mit tamal, your good friend, the Yitzhara, comes to get involved in it. And he's the one who ruins it for us. It's two slightly nuanced, different versions of the same thing. Aber you see that it's much easier sometimes to get his oyleros, his shtekikus, for the hachonah to the mitzvah, than the actual etzem gufa mitzvah. Says Pinchas Goretzer, sometimes a person is going to do a mitzvah, and the going also is the hachonah, and it's considered to be chshivus. There was a big tzaddik called Rabbi Yidl of Jikov. You've heard of him? He passed away in London, and he was an eidim by the visions of Rebbe. He was an einikel actually by the Bahavas Yisrael visions. Whatever, tzaddik nizkum, and he his minig was Rabbi Yidl would never look at a picture. He would never look at a minig. He wouldn't look at pictures, but he once told someone, if anyone could ever bring me a picture of my Zayda, the Havas Yisrael of visions, walking into the Tish, the Tzir, what he looked like, walking into his Tish, the fear of the Shulchan Ator, that's one picture I would look at in the world. The Santa Diuk doesn't say the way he fears his Tish, the way he walked in. Is the Charaya, there's a Maila in the Achon, in the walking into the Tish, even over the Tish. You know what I'm saying? Right? So sometimes when a person is hoylich, and he's full of shtoikus with avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, and he wants to do the mitzvah, even if he's hoylich ve'ene oysa, when it comes bepoil, the etzahara, the whatever, the gufachumri, dreite makop, or brischar mitzvah biyodli, that's what it means, that the ebedish is mitzarev machshova toiva, of the kavonis that you had, b'shas tahalicha, b'shas your achonis, b'shas your preparation, and it's mitzarev it to the cold, uninspired actual Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Iker is the Achon, right? The Racham Sifke Rebbe of Borough Park told that he heard from his Shver, the previous Shver Rebbe, that when they invented a train, so his Zayde, Yitzchak Shver, was like very unimpressed. Shlomol Chassidim used to come by foot to the Rebbe. Langin and Sia, at most, they used to, one Chassid in Lubavitch used to walk by foot, Flame the Geller. They asked him, why are you walking by foot? Well, at least go with the Vogin, Ferd. He says, I want to get Schar and Ilam Habo from my Nesia to my Rebbe. Chayvel Makal Pene Rabbi. I don't want to share my Gan Eden with the Ferd. I don't want him anywhere near me. So the Chassidim used to walk. Al Kapanim, Chassidim used to ride in a wagon. It took a long time with a Gan Sushlep. You can imagine today you get into a ban, you get into a train, in no time you're there. So in the olden days, is a half of the tikkun that the chosid needed, he came to the Rebbe, was already in the stacking by his achonis to see the Rebbe on the journey. Today, you get there to the Rebbe in no time, and the ganze pekel they give to the Rebbe to be mesaken. And he was not happy with the invention of trains. Huh? My dear sweet holy friend, you just made my day. I will go home and tell my wife that 1825, good schoich. In England, I know. Okay. England was discovered in 1825. I have no idea. I have no idea what you tell me. If you tell me. There's a maize that's brought in a super neurish income. That in the time of Rabbi Pinchas Korotzer, there was a galach who was a machashif, nukishif. And he says, all story, income, Rabbi Pinchas Korotzer, to say it over every Purim. The bottom line is, the machashif said that he sees a Jew walking with talis and tefillin to shul. And whenever he's walking with the talus and tefillin and shul, he's killing off rive, revavis, klippis, and malachi chavola. Not through the putting on the talus and tefillin, not through the etzim davening, but after through the achonah to the walking. But Emes is brought in Yismach Moshe, in Parashas Pinchas, that when a yid makes achonah to the mitzvah, that destroys all the kuchas, achitoinen, the klippis, and therefore the mitzvah becomes rain. So akan, achonah le mitzvah is, number one, incredibly important, that the mitzvah should be pure and rain. It's equal to, it's a chelik, it's a tefillah richto, it's a chelik from the etzema mitzvah. Unochmer, you see in others foreign b'shatan, befratzen b'smedes shepshischo, that the hachonah to the mitzvah from a certain bechina, from a certain perspective, is even greater than the etzema mitzvah. We'll discuss, right? Many rayas to it, but I can't remember offhand. But one raya, a famous raya that everyone knows, the Shogun B'Shugur, a Rambam. When you maddik the menorah, you kindle the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, who lights it? The Rambam paskins, halok is k'sheira b'zor, and the halok is k'sheira mi'bachutz, b'chatz is k'shech. Over the hatova, the preparation of the menorah, going from b'akoyin, going from b'vznim, is the charaya from a b'chino, the hachona to the mitzvah is more chashuv than al derech, a second raya. There's many rayas, I can't. A second raya. You know, it says in Pasuk, for l'kachtam l'chem b'yoyim harish. Says the Gemara, why is Sukkot called Yom HaRishon? I like Tezvav. It's the 15th of the month, the last time I looked at the calendar. Yeah? Says the Gemara, Rishon, the Cheshben Avoyinus. Right? Why the Rishon, the Cheshben Avoyinus? Because Yom Kippur, everyone got, Baruch Hashem, a clean slate. And then there are 4 days where Torah and Tirdu the Mitzvah, building your Sukkah and being Koini Dal Minim. And therefore, Sukkot becomes, is the Taz already in Tavkuf Pei? Hey, ask the obvious glaring question. Okay, but you need to figure out. How could it be that the preparation for the mitzvah, your Torah, tirdu, the achona to the mitzvah, has more shmira than the etzen taking of the lulav and esrig and sitting in the sukkah? Is the charaya says the shem yishmul b'shem akoyin agodol me'alexander rabbi penich, right? Is the charaya there's a maila, a gewissa maila in the achona even over the etzen kiyum mitzvah? That's number three. Another nekuda in just to bring out the maila of achona le'mitzvah is. Everyone knows the famous Siddurush Shabbos. We have a general principle, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Schar Mitzvah by Alma Lech. What is the reason? Chazal say in various Midrashim, in Vayikra Rabba, in Tachuma, in Seichel Toiv, whatever. Because the Pasuk says, Iyuv mi hikdi mani vashal. Who put a mezuzah on before I gave you a house? And who was mal their child before I gave you a child? And who was mafresh challah before... Over what would be that if a person says this famous Siddurush Shabbos, quoted this 1,000 times already, what happens if a person, even before he has the child, or even before he has the house, or even before he has the money, or the challah, whatever, his kavanah is to do the Ratzon HaBayir, to give the Bashef for Nachas Ruach. And therefore he asked the Ebrister for a house, and Hechitim to be able to put on the mezuzah, and a child in order that, the chulu, right? Then the Ebrister is mechuyiv to give you schar and hasm. Then you can say, Miyakdiman. And the Yitav Lev brings in Satmar Bezeidin, like a ribuy mekoimus, this Siddurush Shabbos, and he attaches that for Achre Hashem Lekechu Teleichun. Right? What's Pshat? Because The ikr is that a person has to know that Eibershter gives you first, give you things, and the chura you're responding. But you have to, he says on the pasuk, Elikim asher es halchu avoyse lefonai. The avos hakdoshim, they went before the Eibershter, before the Eibershter gave anything, they already had the yishtoikugus to do the mitzvah, right? And therefore what? Therefore, ayadatem ayim ki Hashem lekecha hua oivr lefonecha, oivr miloshen. No? Lishadakdumi, the Gemara says, before, and you have to, before the Eibershter gives you the wherewithal, the in Yengashmi, your kavona has to be in the Rochnis. And that's Pshat, the Hashem Yishmul, Taishas. By the way, there's an Enchanta Medrash which brings this out, favorite piece of us. Omer of Tanchu, says the Medrash Abin Parashinosi, Misha Enlin the Chosin Va'isit Stoker, someone who has no money, and he gives Stoker, this fellow jumped the gun and he performed mitzvahs before I gave him the ability to do it. So I got to pay him. A person gives tzedakah before he has money. If you have no money, you can't. No, who asher dibarnu, that a person is goyimer beliboy to do chesed even before he has the ability. Then by him you don't say the pasuk of miyek dimani v'shalim, and therefore he's noitel schar b'hayam. And by the way, that's pshat. Chazal say, Zohar Kodesh says, "Eze chosid hamis chasidim koine." Right? Zohar, what's chosid chasidim koine? What's the meaning of chasidim? A person is chesed, and a person is a rachman. A person has rachmonus. You have compassion. An oni comes, and he pours out his heart, and he tells you all about his Nebuchadnezzar, and nimkud rachmov, and you respond. Midas achesed is pshat even before there's an oni by Avraham Avinu. What does it say by Avraham Avinu? It says he was standing there on the oil to see if there's an oiv before there's a person, right? He doesn't wait for the oni to come. He's mishtuki to do the mitzvah. For that, there's schar b'hayam. And that's what we say in the Zmir Shabbos, Meshoy Chazdechol Yedecha, etc. Neutrally, Mashvi is Ocher Vesham al Hakim. A person is a Shomer Shabbos, neutrally Mashvi. He's waiting. Oviv Shomer es Adover. He's waiting before Shabbos, 3 days before he's mistaking for Shabbos, etc. Then that is Me'oir the Midah of Chesed of Avram, who doesn't wait. Therefore, Midah Kenegan Midah, the Abish gives him Schar Mitzvah, Payal. That the Tevlev brings in Parashas Chayesora also a similar word. That fact says in Pasuk, in Parashas Chana, Vayesaveinu Hashem la'asit kol ha'chukam ha'ila, l'toiv lonu kol ha'yomim means Eilam Haba. U'lach yuseinu kayyim hazeh, in Eilam Haza. Because when a person, what? Vayesaveinu Hashem la'asit chukam ha'ila, right? Yeah? Ah, you'll ask the Kasha, b'schar mitzvah b'almalekah, therefore the Pasuk answer, utztaka ti'alonu, how? Next word, who's about Kairi, no? He nishmar lasses. When a person shomer to do the mitzvah before the mitzvah is chal, and it's mitzapim mishduking to the mitzvah, then the schar mitzvah by almulek by alm. That's the mitzvah of Avram. We say in the Zmir Shabbos, Dorshe Hashem Zera Avram Havoi Hamachrim Losses in the Shabbos. Right, a person has the mitzvah of Chesed of Avram who doesn't wait for the situation to arise, but he's moisif. He's the mitzvah. Therefore, he's ma'ir and midas achesed, and through midas achesed, there is okay. It's that the Tevlev brings in the beginning of Chumash bereishis bora. Why did the Eibershter create the world? Because of reishis. What is reishis? Machshava. Kedem. Something maybe brings it off in the video. Kedem is machshava. The Eibershter created the world. First thing you do is you have machshava. Most people, I hope, if you're a normal person, you're hoping you have first. Mais machshava, and then you have mais, right? The pasuk says ocher v'kedem ocher v'kedem sartani. The Eibershter made a person ocher and kedem. Ocher is the mais, and kedem is the machshava, right? So if a person, when he does a mitzvah, first he has the machshava, the yishtoikus, and then he has the mais, for that reason you were created bereishis, because of machshava. Look, I've said like 1,000,000,000 times. When the Gemara says that in Erev and Afid Gimel, that for 2.5 years, Beishamay Bezal argued, no yechladam shenivre nachman, right? Nimnu v'gamru, no yechladam shaloi nivre, right? Yeah? Nimnu v'gamru, says the Marsha and Makis, they counted the mitzvahs, 248 versus 3, I said this like a trillion times, therefore there's more pitfalls than opportunity. Stell dir die Scheile, der Eberste created die Yetzir Kapov. Der Eberste sagt, Guter, right? To down, he's like your enemy, he wanted you to fall, he made... And the Pshat is, the Svarim HaKadoshim all say, but med Dvarim Amur, if you just look at the mitzvah itself, there's 248 versus 365 negatives. But a person by negative, Machshava Ro'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah L'Maisa. Machshava, Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Maisa. So if you do a mitzvah with Achana, with Machshava, with Avavira, you get rewarded 2 times 248, so it's Kedai to have been born, therefore the Eberste created you. So says the Satmarov, the Yith of Lev, the Reish is Bor, why did the Eberste create us? Because of the Reish with the Machshava that you could invest in a mitzvah. And therefore Bor Elikim, even Midas Adin is masking. Why? Because Etzah Shemayim Vesa'oretz, when a person is Maktum Shemayim, Ruchni is the Gashmis, and the whole Kavon and anything Gashmi is there, is the Ruchni, and therefore what? It's Kedai to stay alive. And this has many other Atlachot, I'm not going to involve all of them. Where do we see this in this week's Parsha? There is a Hagodah Shal Pesach Hal Nitzah from the Rugas Habuyu Sindach Hizdorov, and in a Drash of a Shabbos Hagodah, this explains why is the Shabbos, this week's parasha, why is Shabbos prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim called Shabbos Hagodol? So he says, but you see by Korban Pesach, 4 days before Erev Pesach, the Eberste already gave us the mitzvah of Mishchuku, right, from the Shabbos. Why? Because the Eberste wanted Yidden to know that for a mitzvah to be meir, for a mitzvah to illuminate, to radiate, to shine, it's garnished without the hachon. The hachon is that which makes the mitzvah radiate, shine, affect the person. Therefore, Asher Alki, I'm not kidding. Who is the one who gave Shabbos to Klal Yisrael? Where does Shabbos come into the picture? Moshe Rabbeinu. Yidden were slaves, and they worked 24-7, literally. And Moshe got this concession from Paroi. One day a week they'll get off, and that was Shabbos. So Moshe, Shabbos has been part of Klal Yisrael already way before the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the whole, the Makkas, etc., etc. Therefore we say in Davening, Yismach Moshe, B'matnas Chelkei, Shabbos Kodesh, the Chelek of Moshe Rabbeinu, we brought to Klal Yisrael, even in Mitzrayim. Fine. Nervos. Says the Rugas HaBoyzim, Shabbos in Mitzrayim, that Yidin kept Shabbos, was Shabbos, you know, like, United City, kept halachas, basic, they read the book, and whatever, and they kept basic halachas. Over the idea of Shabbos, that, what? Whatever they knew, whatever they kept, whatever they saw from the Zaydis, from the Babas, whatever, that's, ask a rabbi, I don't know. But the idea of Shabbos, the Yishtoykakus for Shabbos, that a Yid is Shoymer Shabbos, neutrally in Mashvi, before Shabbos 3 days, and after Shabbos, that didn't have a clue. Suddenly Moshe comes 4 days before Korban Pesach, and he teaches you the importance of what? Hachonu l'mitzvah. So now they say, oh, Shabbos also Azoy. It's not good enough just to keep the basic lametes melochos. You have to have the rachona, the neitzel Shabbos. Therefore, this Shabbos they kept longer with Tosfos Shabbos before and after, and hence it's known as Shabbos Hagol. And therefore, that was the lesson of the Korban Pesach Bikur. That was also why. With the Valtem al Adam, Basaf, whatever, which Dam is a mixture of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, both of whom bring out the Iker of the Indian of Achon. By, where do I see it? By Mila. It says, Vayomel Avram is Yitzchak Benoi Ben. Next word? Shmoy Nasyom. If you're a grammarian, you know, Digduk, right? It should have said Ben Shmoy Nasyom, not Shmoy Nasyom. So this is Dursha Shabbos, brings it to Sefer Bram, Machayin, the slave, all this that you can say. Every day since Yitzchak was born, Avram was the another blev. Yitzchak Abadishev didn't sleep at night before Sukkot. He broke through the glass case and whatever to get to the Dalmit. Avram for 8 days was mishtuki every second. When will the? So therefore, since the achonah to the mitzvah is a chelik from the mitzvah, it's all shmeinah. That is the eighth day. All shmeinahs yomim Avram Avinu made achonah. Therefore, it's considered to be the mitzvah milah ben shmeinahs yom. Okay. Not much time. Let me just. Okay. Atkan, there's a lot of other concepts, but it's for, what is this whole idea based upon? The past that the schar mitzvah for hachonah, but hayalma, right? The Sfas Emes and Parshas Hazinu Tofresh Lamedal, it says a pasha that it's a pasha logic. Since Chazal say in human various places hirure avera koshem avera, the hirur of avera is worse than the avera gufa. Good is always more superior to negativity. The achonah to the mitzvah is more chosher than even the Gufa Mitzvah. So says this first Emes. I can bring you two other beautiful rayas to it, but I'm sure no time. Yeah, so far so good? Fine. Now I must tell you that after Kol Advarim Ela, it always this vort that Achanu LeMitzvah is shoved to the Mitzvah, or even greater than the Mitzvah, always didn't sit right with me. Let me. Three reasons. The Pashas. Three reasons. Number one, how could it possibly be? When a person does a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah, that the Eibishter was Ein Sof commanded you, right? You're attaching yourself, mitzvah loshem safta v'chibur, you're attaching yourself to the Eibishter who's infinite. When you're the greatest tzaddik, and you do the mitzvah, you prepare for the mitzvah, with chilur chimur, with avavi yiru, with madregas, and you're flying in artilus, and whatever, yeah? The greatest machshov is tahiris. But at the end of the day, you're a barrier, a yuludisha, and you're finite. How can you say the uftu of a hachonah to a mitzvah? All the rayas we just brought should be equal or greater than the etzem gufa mitzvah. It doesn't sit well with me. I'll give you an example. I'm going to try to explain it, like to bring it down in kishkes. Imagine two scenarios. You have Yankel Todres, who's in this nachru meisav la'ovev shemayim, a totally frayer guy. Mamish out of his mind. And his father, who's like semi, traditional, whatever, he says, Jack, you got to go to the Pesach Seder. We're having Passover Seder by good old Zaidi, who's a frumfeld. You got to come. I don't want to come. If you don't come, I'm going to have a heart attack. You're going to embarrass me if I told him, I got it. Okay, so Jack, he comes with his earring and his distance earring over here and all of that, and he comes to Zaidi Seder. And he's sitting by Zaidi Seder, and Zaidi gives him a kezayis matzah, so yeah, a proper shear, and tells him to eat it b'chtei achilus pras. Jack looks at his Zaidi, and he says, I don't want to eat this. It's hard, and look at my teeth, it's not healthy, it's not vegan, it's not organic, it's not whatever, not for me. Right? Zaidi says, Jack, if you don't eat the kezayis matzah, I will go to my lawyer, first day cholamuyer, tzedover ovud, and write you out of my will. And the guy's a multi-zillionaire. Okay, for the sake of a few million dollars, you'll have the kezayis matzah. One scenario. Or, better yet, he tells Jack, if you don't eat the kezayis matzah, I got a sheik, it's Leroy in the back room over there, the goy, he'll take a machete and chop your head off. Another yid is sitting in a gulag in Siberia for the sin of having been mefitz Yiddishkeit in communist Stalinist Russia. And he's sitting there and he makes a cheshmet, tonight is Leila Seder. When he's sitting there, b'demoy sholish, tears pouring, he wants to sit to the eat matzah. He wants to be good nachas ruach to b'shefer. And so he sits there with all machshav v'stairis, he chases everything he ever learned about matzah and what's his main tos, mitzvah, medusah. All the good zachen and rochnis, right? Oberkan kezayis matzah, b'poyel, esr. So I ask you, forget about musr and siddis, ask a brisker, ask a simple ish haloch. So who is mekayim the mitzvah sinish? Avad the Jack was Mekayim the Mitzvah. And Yeholomdis, Chalom Varayah Shekeinenet. And Chassidish Yid in Siberia, Alle Gewaltige Kavanis, he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah. And if you don't understand this, which probably most of us don't, because most of us relate to mitzvahs for feelings of machshavas and argation, but every mitzvah you actually create, a deer, a yizbarach, you build a stone in the Eibishter's Beis HaMikdash in this world. Fashtis Yoh, Fashtis Nish, irrelevant. We always said mitzvahs are all chukim. That's what Yiddishkeit is about. So how could you come along and tell me that the chana to the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah? Hey. Number two, right? Bechal desfas emes, and I have many others for makuris. The whole ma'ila v'chana is mitad demachshava toiva. We just said, right? And the desfas emes learned kol shkeim meruba mida toiva from mehuri aveira kashin gaveira. You think that's so simple? Is takakur mehuri aveira kashin gaveira? Won't discuss it at great length. You mean achut avay dezor and gilorayis? There the machshava. Or for everything else, is the machshava and aveira choshes aveira? The Chachamim said the kiddush and the machshava ra ain Hakadosh Baruch Hu masarf lemais. And I'll tell you, what does it mean that a huri aveira choshes aveira? The third thing I told you, like five yitav levs, where he quotes keseder this is Rosh Hashabbos, that for achonah to a mitzvah there's schar mitzvah by alma, right in this world. What if I could quote you five yitav levs back and the kiddush is yontif? Who quotes his Zayda, the Yismach Moishin, the Sefer Antillim, who quotes the Chovas Halavovas, that in every mitzvah there's two parts, there's the Machshava and there's the Maisa. The Machshava is Nister, and the Maisa is the Goli. Asher Alkin, for the Maisa mitzvah, certain mitzvahs, you can have a Schar mitzvah by Alm. which is Nelam in his kasa. On this we say the Pasuk said the Chavis Alavov is quoted by the same Yit of Lev, who Kaseidah brings the Siddur Shabbos, right? For the Machshava Toiva of a Mitzvah. On this we say the Pasuk, Marav Tuvcha Shetafantul Riecha, this is Nelam Haba. The Mamish contradicts himself in five places, five mul five. Hello? So to understand this, you need a whole Maroch. But Pashtus Azoy. First of all, the difference between the Gavra and the Heft. Avada, when you say Machshova Toiva, Machshova Roh, Hurri Aveira Koshim Avir, what is Prat? Mitzad the effect on the world, Mitzad the effect on the Gavra. We once had a whole discussion on this, didn't we? Avada, Ahira Roh, Achut Avay Dezorah, and whatever, it's another issue, right? The Stam Aveira, Mitzad, and this is a Shaloh HaKadosh, I can probably rebuy Sforim, we'll say this. Sifir Machshov. Mitzad the Gavra, Mitzad the Kilkul, the Timtum, and the pollution in the person, their Hurei Aveira, which affect your minds, right, are far worse than even the mice. Over Mitzad the Inyan, the Etzem Hamshacha from the Ebrish to his infinite, right, or the Kilkul and Velt, Avada the Maisa Mitzvah is infinitely higher than the Machshov. You got what I'm saying? Right. Let me give you a simple example. We have a principle that Bezin Shel Mailo, Bezin Shel Mato, famous Noi Deb Yehuda, Bezin Shel Mato doesn't reckon with your tshuva. You could do an Aveira and you could sit a whole day saying 300,000 Shamnus and fasting, whatever, all show them you're fasting, over the end of the day, Bezin Shel Mato, why doesn't Bezin Shel Mato reckon with tshuva? The simple answer is because Pasuk says, Odom Yerleinayim Vashem, how do we know Bezin can't tell if? The deeper answer is not because we don't know, it's a lack of knowledge. The deeper answer is because the Oyinshim and Oilam Hazeh reflect the consequences, the repercussions that your Maisa had in the Welt. And for that, there's an Oynish to get rid of them, the Tumah, the Zuhamah, in the Welt. Your Machshava affect you, affect Ruchnius Oilamis, but don't affect Welt down here. So in every mitzvah, right, there's two parts in the Machshava. So on this we say the Iker is the Maisa and not the Machshava. Vis-a-vis you. Now there's another whole Nakuda in this, which I have no time to elaborate. The emes is in every mitzvah. And the Ebrister wanted a Dira Lo Yisbarach Petachtoinim. There's two parts. There's the actual Etzama mitzvah. But Achutz, the Rebbe's Mechadish in numerous places. Achutz, the actual building of a palace to the Ebrister, Dira Lo Yisbarach, the Ebrister wants that the palace for the king, for the Ebrister, should be Mu'ar. Should be. So when you do the Maisa Mitzvah, which is the Iker, Maisa Iker, but you do it with Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, with understanding, with Machshava, you're contributing to the second part of the Ebrister's Kavanah, that the Dira which you build through the Maisa Mitzvah should be Lichtig, should be a Lichtig Dira, should be luminous. And therefore the MS is, the Maisa Mitzvah obviously is the most Choshev thing. Vis-a-vis the effect on the Welt. Vis-a-vis the effect on the person, on the gavra, on how this metame or fakir, this maila, the person, on this, I have many rayas. When you look in all the sforim akdoshim, shleivim, for shleima, who deal with the chshivos of achonah lemitzvah, they all speak about the achonah, that when you do achonah to a mitzvah, that you become a mishkan leyizborech, and therefore the kedusha which your mamshich through the ma'isa mitzvah is able to be felt and becomes inspiring. And that's how I think. Won't keep metavich. You got to go through all the places in Yitav Lev, and it's not the emes esir. Sorry. May you have more.